Baseball's World Series takes a break today. After winning the first two games at their home ballpark, the San Francisco Giants are enjoying the day off. The Texas Rangers, meanwhile, are hoping home field advantage works for them, too, when the series resumes tomorrow night. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us, as he does most Fridays, to talk about all this. Hey, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle. Welcome back.
Good to talk to you. Now, the series hasn't exactly gone the way the pundits predicted. It's always interesting, and particularly interesting when the prognosticators get it wrong.
Yep, but that is sports, and that's why I don't make predictions about sports anymore. And in this case, just when pitcher Cliff Lee of the Texas Rangers was anointed as possibly the greatest postseason pitcher of all time, he was knocked around by the Giants in a very sloppy game one on Wednesday. That ended with a score of 11-7. And someone tweeted during that game that the New York Yankees had just lowered their planned offer for Lee, who's going to be a free agent this winter, to just $119 million. As for the Giants, they won again last night, and this game again defied the prescribed storyline. The Giants had built this reputation during the season for winning close, low-scoring games. Last night, they battered Texas 9-0.
Now, let's talk about the pitchers. The pitchers in the first game were the aces for both teams, Cliff Lee for Texas and Tim Lincecum for San Francisco. But the guys who pitched in game two last night seemed to be a whole lot better.
Yeah, they pitched great, and the title of best pitcher of the postseason now definitely belongs to San Francisco's Matt Cain. He pitched 7 2/3 shutout innings last night. He hasn't allowed an earned run in 21 1/3 innings in what is his first postseason, and that makes him just the fifth pitcher in baseball history to do that for at least 20 innings. On the Rangers side, pitcher C.J. Wilson was excellent until he had to leave in the seventh inning with a blister, and then Texas's bullpen imploded. This has been a series full of interesting players. Wilson is one of them. He studies Taoism. He adheres to what's known as a straight-edge life, no alcohol, no drugs, no promiscuity. He's willing to talk about politics and ideas, and he's a funny guy. Before yesterday's game, he tweeted this: Rangers on the bus, random citizens slash street people giving us salutes of some sort, a city this diverse, united by hatred of buses.
All this tweeting, is anyone watching the game on the field, or are they looking at that small screen? Now, Stefan, you said that you don't much like looking into your crystal ball, but I have to ask, can Texas get back into this?
Well, you know, of the 52 teams that have taken a 2-0 lead in the World Series, 40 have won the World Series, including 13 of the last 14, which, of course, has no real bearing on what could happen if Texas resumes pounding the baseball as they did in the first two rounds of this postseason. I'm looking forward to it. You know, before the series, there was much hand-wringing that Texas-San Francisco wouldn't be very interesting for most of the country. Not to get to midterm elections here, but the matchup has produced a very nice red state, blue state storyline. You've got pundits' predictions that are being turned on their head, and you've got decent turnout among viewers so far. It's actually been a compelling series to watch, and I hope it continues that way.
So, Stefan, if there is a Game 5, it will be played on Monday, which is November 1st. That's worth noting because there was talk this week in baseball about expanding the playoffs. You know, we have hockey in June, baseball in November. Isn't it a bit late to be playing baseball?
This has been something that's happened over the last decade. You know, think back a decade ago, 9/11 was the reason baseball got pushed into November, and it seemed weird. Now, the World Series regularly ends in the first week of November. You know, in about half of major league cities, it's too late. And what happened this week is that the head of the players' union said that as part of talks with owners on a new labor agreement, players would be open to adding more wild card teams, teams that don't win the division, and expanding the first round of the playoffs from a maximum of 5 games to 7 games. It's not clear what that might mean practically, but in any scenario, it's going to mean more games, which means you have to find a way to start the playoffs earlier. Couple of solutions. One would be shortening the regular season, but that's going to mean lost revenue for teams. One elegant solution might be adding more doubleheaders. The doubleheader has pretty much been dead for the last 3 decades. You bring a few of those back, find ways to compensate teams, and you can still play and finish by early November.
Stefan, always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis, he joins us on Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.
More All Things Considered in a moment.